Jerry the Peacock, it's a pleasure having you this time to digest a few issues, especially what has been trending as far as issues of music copying or ownership is concerned, basically regarding you and Timber Sky. It's a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you, Derek Passy. I want to give you that honor, our PRO, Kampala-based West Nile artist.
That's right. Yeah. That's well deserved always. Thank yes, Jerry, let's talk about your song, Kere Kere. And then there's Kiri Kiri. Yesterday, I had a chance to host Timber Sky, who aired out his views, and he accused you of copying his song. He sounded so bitter and annoyed, and he says, you copied this song. Please, let's have it from there.
Actually, first of all, I just want to give respect to Gomba Bass crew, especially under the leadership of Fateh.
Your legend, the fellow legend.
Fellow legend, yeah. Mm. I need to start with that. Mm. Then coming to the Kere Kere or Kiri Kiri song, I first of all want to know, I would want to know how old Timber Sky is.
Let's leave the age. Why would you want to know
why I'm
his
saying
age?
This is like, if he's the composer, if he's the owner of the song I learned through student teachers, my primary teachers back in early 90s, from 90s up to 95, that was when I was in Uchibwa Primary. I learned the music from teachers who used to be trained in the teacher training school, like Arua PTC, Moni NTC, because even the NTC the teachers used to teach in primary as well.
Yes.
So these people go through syllabus. So when they go to teach you in the schools, they already have a common syllabus from their
training colleges.
So they are dispersed in unknown dimensions or directions. So now, we used to have what they call physical exercise. That is part of learning. Part
the
of
PE teaching. Where you the PE. Go to the field.
Yes, because they know it nurtures the brain. You know, when you're teaching small kids, you need to be very dynamic, otherwise they will not learn anything.
True.
So you have to mix music and
drama.
The drama, and then the classwork where they have to do arithmetic or English, whatever, or learn something.
Yes.
So, the Kere Kere song I sang is what I learned back in that time. Even you can know from my verses. I remember back in the days, we used to sing and dance to this sweet song. Meaning it is a rhythm which existed far even before them, those student teachers, or those teachers. So definitely this song belongs to the class of African folk music. Or what we call music in the public domain, like the way we find church music. So it is already out there, known by so many people. But now, because some of us, especially me, who felt I needed to remember that childhood memory and then expand what I learned as a small phrase as kere, 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 kere. And the teachers who told us, said the word kere kere is actually the sound of the stick you are rubbing on the ground, because we used to make a circle, each person with a stick at hand. Then as you are singing the song, you are rubbing the ground
with the stick
until to the point when you say afamini, that's when you now hand the stick to your colleague on your right side. Meanwhile, the person on your left side also hands the stick to you, so meaning each one of you will still have a stick.
Okay.
So the kere kere is actually the sound the stick is making on the ground. Then it was only a phrase which stopped at afaminiridi, kere kere, afaminiridi. So what I did as a wise art creator, you know me, I'm an art creator right from when I wrote Peacock and it hit the first album, and yet it was the only song, and the rest of the songs were written by Carbon 14 and others. My first song, rub the rest of the songs out. Even when I came to second album, Coffin became the album name. So when I touch a song,
it's magical.
Actually, I give the glory to God for that. It is a talent which I got from God and through my grandparents. I'm told my mom's father was African music creator, what you call the local language.
Songwriter.
Nandi. Yeah. So the Kere Kere, I now decided to give it an expansion. Why? I wanted to give it a broader understanding. Because to me, the phrase Kere 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 Kere, I mean, it is stopping there. It looked so much, it's not giving me so much meaning.
Yes.
Now I decided to attach a meaning, a greater meaning to it, since we are playing it at childhood. So that's when I said, money, meaning what is mine, give it to me. What's yours, I give it to you. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and then to God what belongs to God. This is actually something the Bible also says.
Yes.
And I used it in the context of, I was actually tapping corruption in some way. If people are really understanding. No, music has a lot of politics.
Yes.
Politics in music more than it is in the real political.
In the parliament.
So, in that sense, I'm actually tapping corruption. That, for sure, you should really give what belongs to somebody, to that person, and not cheat this person. And what belongs to God, and to God. Who is the people who also cheat God? So the first verse actually talks about that. Then the second verse, where I brought in a Kiswahili phrase a bit, pamoja tuwakilisha au pamoja tunawakilisha. That's actually the meaning.
Yeah.
Meaning we grow up together. Why does the world separate us? So I was looking at, we started together, we used to play different games, including this
character. The folk songs.
The folk like song. So when we grow up, we take different directions. We forget some friends forget us. Others get jobs, others fail to get a job. Some die, some are still alive. So I brought in that feeling, why does the world separate us? I wish we could go back to live that childhood.
Days where we were together.
Yes, which were so sweet.
So
this is now I'm trying to give meaning to my understanding of Kere Kere, how we used to enjoy it.
Now, here, Timber Sky says the word is Kiri Kiri, not Kere Kere.
Then definitely these are two different songs with the same rhythm.
Why would the rhythms be the same if they are different songs?
Why?
Because when you listen to the chorus, of course the rhythm flows the same way. But you're saying yours is Kere Kere, his is Kiri Kiri.
Yes.
So how do you say they are different on the same rhythm?
Difference in the sense that when you hear the word Kiri Kiri, or even Kiri Kiri in a Lubari, it means oh dear. Isn't that already different from Kere Kere?
Where but I'm it's saying, easy to say it's Kiri Kiri, not Kiri Kiri.
But Kiri Kiri is now what?
That is what he says is his song.
I don't understand what Kiri Kiri actually means. Because when you are rubbing the stick on the ground, it does not make the sound Kiri Kiri Kiri. But to me, it is Kere Kere. And that is what my teacher explained.
Okay.
Or maybe, since we are taught by different teachers that time, you know, sometimes information also goes fading, depending on who is transmitting it. Even there is a loss of communication in an electronic gadget with the distance and with the external forces.
Yes.
So maybe,
and the technological intermittence,
as it kept on going through different media
transmissions.
So in my context, that is what I learned. From. Anyway, I'm not surprised, because by the way, we are taught using the same syllabus, but when we're given the same UNE papers, some people
pass
fail,
differently.
Others pass, you know, others...
Yesterday in his engagement in the discussions we had, he says his major problem is the fact that he was the first person who came up with the idea of singing this song, like from the folk song that was taught in your childhood days, to the current traditional means of the audio production, going to the studio, singing the folk song, or transmitting it, or changing it into the current production status or standards.
Derek Pasi, to be sincere with you, I grew up in church. I don't want to embarrass myself. Also, I don't want to embarrass Timber Sky. I want to be sincere to you. I know Timber Sky as Timber Sky here in Yaruo Park by name. I'd never, ever attach any song in the names of Timber Sky. It's only when this issue came up yesterday that I went to Western Isle Expos, which is either authored by you or managed by you.
Yeah.
So I went there immediately after the news started moving on social media. I started searching. So that's when I got to see the Kiri Kiri song by Timba Sky, the battle. I refused to download it at that time because it was late. It was around coming to midnight. So I listened to his version of the song today when I was in the office, in our office at CN Bolo. So that's when I downloaded. Unfortunately, when I was downloading, I think I clicked. There was some internet problem, so I clicked like twice. So it downloaded the first one, and then the second copy where it usually put one.
Actually one in the open brackets and close
open brackets, meaning it has come two versions.
Yes.
So it has helped him to have double download
the traffic.
So he might think his song is very good, and he has the downloadership, or the download is growing. But I just did that because I wanted to know how his song flows, but that person
is
sincere. That song matches the parent is the same, but these are two different songs.
Is it
even
because
he claimed my producer Atin copied him? I want to assure Timba Sky, I don't know if he has issues with listening. I hope he doesn't have issues.
No, he listens well.
He listens very well. Then there is no similarity between the beats. The production are quite different. Let him leave Atin, the producer, who is a respected producer
in Uganda.
In Uganda and abroad.
And abroad, yes.
Accusing him of plagiarism. I don't know if you understand.
Plagiarism. Yes, plagiarism.
Let him throw that out. It's only Andre who also tried to diss him of recent, but Atin is clean. So those beats are quite different, and his message in his song is different. The only similarity is the rhythm of
the
kere kere
and kiri kiri.
And kiri kiri, which I told you is because we learned from past time, something which exists in the public domain. For example, you even know of the song Bobby Wine did.
Yes.
This is actually a gospel song, a church song.
Yeah.
So he got that
then
song.
Then Jose Chameleone has Nzambia something.
Bolingwa Nzambe.
Yes.
This is a Catholic church song that we sing in the church. But Chameleone picked Bolingwa Nzambe and sang it in his version. The flow is the beats, the flow, but the message remains the same. Only that the chorus, he must have added something a bit, or maybe some things he did not mention them. So that is his version.
And I've actually heard the same song of the Bolingwa Nzambe in Lugbara. An artist called Havila actually sent me a version I just uploaded today.
So, Percy, you're actually simply telling me that those are music which belong in the public domain. No one owns the copyright.
Now, here, Timba Sky.
If somebody was to own copyright of that song, then Bobby Wine, His Excellency Bobby Wine, would have been in jail for doing
copyright
laws for doing this song,
All
which is actually sung in the Anglican faith.
Yes.
Then Bolingo
Yanzambe,
done by Jose Chameleone, he would have got issues with the church. Then Kiri Kiri, which is also created by, I'm sure, by some African folk creator somewhere. Then which came through to educate young people, and then for us, me and him just came to build on it, also to have an attachment with our past. Somebody would also appear with it. Let's not own what doesn't belong to us, or giving land title to a public land. That's corruption.
Now, Timba Sky says he has the copyright of the Kiri Kiri song.
Copyright.
Are you aware of copyright?
Copyright. Copyright in Uganda.
Yes, he says he has the copyright of that.
Who issues that copyright, and how does it look? Is it like a land title?
Well, I don't know if there's copyright in Uganda. At least I'm aware of it in Nigeria, but I don't know. He says he has the copyright of that song.
Now
Kere
that
Kere.
One, let him present it maybe through you, or if he wants to take legal direction, maybe he presents it through a lawyer. Now, if he doesn't understand that we are only improving on African folk message and doing it to retain African culture, whatever, to build our music industry. He wants to take legal direction. Maybe let's try that direction and we see.
Now, in this case, Timber Sky wants to meet you. He says he has been yearning to meet you because the first time he heard this song was during a concert in Arua for one of the artists. When you came and performed during
Raga Python's 20 years.
Exactly.
That was on 24th of November last year.
Exactly. That you came through, you say you asked the DJ to play for you, Kere Kere, and when the song was playing, he was like, is Jerry confused? Has he forgotten? Or something like that. So he has always wanted to meet you and he wishes to meet you over that matter.
But if he had heard it as Kirikiri, then he would have got scared. He had Kirikiri now. Why would he get scared?
So in this case, are you ready to meet him? Because he wants to meet you so that you can have negotiations regarding the song.
Negotiating, we do now a joint collab of
I don't
the
know
same song.
I don't know how
so
you
that
plan
it sounds
to
better like mine or we do the what?
For so me, I tried to say that your version is better than his.
Definitely. You are a DJ.
Yeah.
Derek Passy, I respect you. You are a DJ.
Yes.
Now, but anyway, I know tastes and preferences vary from person to person.
And here I am as a journalist, as a blogger interviewing you.
Out of here, definitely you are going to DJ somewhere. You also know which song is sweeter than which one, you know it. But of course, I don't want it to jeopardize your business.
Yes. So let's, in that case,
in terms
are you
of
wishing
meeting him,
yes.
I also want to know from him, he wants to meet me under what kind of business. If it's to do a project, for me, I'm open as an experienced and seasoned artist. I'm ready to do music with anybody who is also strong enough to do good music. I can do maybe a collab with him. Maybe if he wants a stage competition, maybe, you know, these days people take such things to bring come up and do money business, that since so and so they seem to be having a beef, we should have a show. Definitely I'll beat him hands down.
On the stage and musically,
I'll beat him hands down. I know my potential. I know my potential.
So can I organize a battle between you and him?
If you want to
battle
eat money,
of champions,
if you can market it well,
Timber Sky versus Jerry Peacock in a battle.
100%+.
Where can I organize? Where should I organize this event?
Now you know where.
Kampala, Arua, where?
You know we do a lot here in Uganda Museum.
Yeah.
If you can market very well, we can fill
Uganda Museum.
Or
Lugogo.
Oh, you can go to Lugogo. Oh, you can go to where you are going to hold your 7 years.
Let me first have my 7 years, after which we shall come to that business.
The space will not matter. It is the stage.
Yeah.
And the way you would the
crowd,
probably the
I already have the crowd rolling.
The Kerekere and Kerekere, which one they know?
Mm.
Because me, I see when I come with my Kerekere, Kerekere, the crowd shouts Kerekere, meaning they also know the song before me.
What if he says kiri 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 and
then people
kiri,
say kiri kiri? Anyway, we shall see from the crowd. And that's why I'm saying, let's go and do a battle, then we see what the crowd wants.
Niceness.
Yeah.
Jerry, it's a pleasure. It has been a pleasure having you on this a brief moment on the interview as far as the kiri kiri or kiri kiri saga is concerned. What is your last word to Timber Sky? I know he's listening right now.
My last word is, I wish him well in this industry. It's a very tough one because it's an industry which does not have papers to qualify you. Anybody any day can wake up to be an artist and fall out anytime. So it's all about you doing your best. And doing best means you must up your socks, you must work harder, work with the best people, sit down, write very good lyrics and have a very good production. Then have connections with those who are up in the game. You will reach where you want to reach, but let's avoid owning copyright for what belongs to the public. Giving land title which is to land which
land
belongs to public, that is already corruption. And I don't want to be a corrupt
citizen.
Corrupt citizen.
In that case, talking about what you have just the attributes you've mentioned, is there any project we are hoping to hear from you soon?
Actually, my currently running project, there are two. One is the video project for the Kere Kere song, not Kere Kere song, Kere
okay.
Kere song. I shot it in Arua. And the dancers, I got them from Arua. You even the one who gave me the contact.
Yeah, right.
Fever dancers.
Right.
They did a tremendous job. Black t-shirt with the peacock logo on the chest. Your designer is also the one who printed it.
Yeah,
then
right.
White vest with the same print. They did a tremendous job. We shot in Arua. They will be familiar with some of the scenes in Yarua.
Mm.
So Zykafix is working on it.
Okay.
That's because I have some money to pay to him before he can release it.
Mm.
So that is one project I'm doing. It will be released. I wanted it to be out before half of this month, meaning by May, June it should be out.
Okay.
Then the second project is with the Bawa.
Yeah.
It's a project I want to do with James Kennedy.
Okay.
Don't be surprised. I know you
are. I'm not surprised.
You have also done a project with James Kennedy.
I'm not surprised.
I can also not read James Kennedy. But those are bad days. We do coordinate very well. It's only a distance which is keeping us away.
Yes.
And me being a busy guy who now tours the whole country
because
of IT.
Yes.
Yeah, I've talked to him a number of times, but whenever James Kennedy comes to Kampala, you find either the next day I'm traveling outside of Kampala or he comes on the day when I'm traveling out. So we don't meet.
Yes.
But James Kennedy is aware. We have a project. I've even told him I've done my part. Partly, I've done it. I've already paid not 50%, but about 45% of the cost to Bawa.
Okay.
And I'm ready to finish it, but I'm only waiting for him to add his part.
Okay.
When he comes, probably since he's coming in May, this coming May, we'll have time with you, with him.
Mm.
Then I was planning to do another collab with the Monopoly. I only tipped him some time back on WhatsApp. He only said, "Yo, bro." So it ended there. So which means we need some time to
engage. On 25th May, during my 7 years event, both of you will be there. Monopoly will be there, you'll be there. So
I think you will be the best person to bring us
absolutely
together,
as to that. As always. I should be attending the father of West Nile entertainers in Central Uganda.
Don't be surprised if we buy a crown and crown you that day as the father of the what?
Of Kampala.
Artist Uniter.
Yes, in Kampala.
Father of the artist.
Absolutely. All right, Jerry, it's been a pleasure having you on this moment.
Thank you.
Hope to catch up soon.
Okay, thank you.